Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Michael Spiral Deserves Rights, Andy Lott, Daniel Williams, Heather H, Evil Angel, Vivian Starlight, Coney's Mom, KJB, Kato, Planets and Magic, Mariada, Stephanie Simon, Melissa Ponce, Olivia Pugh, Tatiana Beck, Brittany, The Paper Librarian, Kira Apple, Lena Williams, Danny. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards. Hi everyone, Alex again. Just taking a moment ahead of today's episode to let you know about Season 2 of Outliers, the historical fiction podcast we produce alongside Historic Royal Palaces. This anthology tells the stories of people who have been sidelined by history, living in the shadows of real events at some of the greatest palaces ever built. It features original work from award-winning contemporary writers based on actual research by Historic Royal Palaces and is accompanied by full soundscapes and musical production from Rusty Quill. This has been a really exciting project for us to have worked on and we are thrilled to be able to present it to you. You can find all of Season 1 and the first episode of Season 2 available right now via your podcatcher of choice and we'll also include a direct link in the show notes. So once you're done with this episode, why not jump on over and give it a try? We really think you're going to enjoy it, and you may even recognise a few friendly voices. Anyway, that's enough from me. As always, thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy today's episode.
Hello,
welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. My name is Helen Gould, and with me today I have...
Alex Newell.
Lydia Nicholas.
Bryn Munro.
Frank Voss.
And welcome back to our Apocalypse World playthrough, where I forgot to mention it is written by D. Vincent Baker.
Okay.
And it is very good. And this adventure is called The Kindness of Strangers. And as is usual with GMing, I did not expect any of the decisions, so now the story is different to how I intended it.
Good job, team.
So, everyone, tell me who you're playing.
I am playing Torque. I am Strange, which is a flavour, and Weird, which is a mechanical quality. I am sort of mechanic, if what a mechanic thought was every single aspect of the world realistically can just be broken down into its core elements and then reconstitute it any way you want. I think in a lot of ways, actually, I'm not so much a scaver as an alchemist.
Right. I thought you were just going to keep going.
Who are you playing, Lydia?
I'm Grub Tolltaker, and I shoot things.
Okay, good. Bryn.
I'm playing the Hard Holder, which means I own and run the base that we're all living in. I am Grandma Nye to my holders, and Grandma to the people very specifically in my gang who I use to keep order in the base and defend us from threats.
Mm-hmm. And who are you playing?
I am Sundown. I am a small, creepy psychic, always wearing lots and lots of thermal wear underground.
You're the only one that makes any sense to me, Sundown. Yeah.
So where we last left off, there had been a crash above and five new people had entered, saying that they had been attacked by a monster. And Nye, very nicely, allowed them to enter and have a wounded member of their gang taken care of. And their van also attempted to be fixed, but the two mechanics got into a disagreement.
Look, I wanted to do a thorough job. That was the problem. And they just wanted to patch and patch.
However, I would like to start with Sundown. Where were you during all this? Were you watching the squabbling that was going on before, or did you think...
Oh, no, I left Talk because I thought he was boring. Because he was looking at dirt at the time.
True facts.
So I've just kind of been following Nye and these lot about. I don't think they've actually noticed that I'm there.
I basically, everyone's a little bit scared of you, so no one will really tell you what to do. So I probably do occasionally like look over and just check whether you're still there or not, but I'm not going to tell you to go away.
I'm like Derek in Teen Wolf, where he thinks he's really creepy and like just no one knows he's there, but everyone's just like, fracking Ooh. Derek is just watching us from the shadows again.
All right, so... Tork and Zhang are in the garage. Sundown, Grub, and Nye are together?
We're probably in the medical bay with the rest of the new people who are all looking after their injured person, along with our medic.
Fantastic. So, the medic, their name is Alamini, and he is a burly black dude with locks, and he's short-sighted, but you don't really know that because you don't have any glasses. So when he's like examining people, he just has to go really close. He has to like lean in and be like, ah, yes, that is blood.
I mean, that,
I love him.
As far as we're all aware, that's what healing looks like, right?
Yeah, genuinely.
That's just how you can
spot get
a doctor.
Close to the problem.
And, like, that's how you spot a doctor, is they're the ones whose face are rough in the mud.
Mm. At the moment, Alamini is like, right, all of you out, like, we need space, there's lots of bleeding going
yes,
on here,
yes,
I need you to...
We'll wait outside.
Go, all right. He allows Nina to stay because it turns out that Summer is her mother, yes. So, family only. You have all been ejected from the medical lab, I'm afraid.
I might insist that Grub is allowed to stay as a guard because these people are still strangers.
Oh, fine, but just stand in the corner, don't do anything, don't cause more injuries in my infirmary.
Surely that's the best place to cause injuries.
No, it's the opposite.
Grub laughs at her own joke for ages.
Nye definitely doesn't laugh, but she has to try.
I mean, he looks at Nye and he's like, if anything happens, I'm gonna get you. Yeah. So that leaves you three plus the rest of the new gang. So the large lady looks, is like, so do you think is your medic any good? Like, do you think she'll be...
He's adequate.
What does that mean?
I mean, look, we live in the world we live in. Some of us remember when there was still medicine, and now we don't have ability to manufacture it. Used to be you could find places to scrounge it, but we've gone through all the supplies of medicine from the before times we found in this ship long ago, and now we do the best we can. That's what I mean. You need to be prepared that things don't always work out.
Yeah, I know that. Pretty up to date with what the hell's going on. Yeah, better than nothing, I guess.
We try. How did she get injured?
When the monster, like, it hit us with its tail and...
Swiped the car, yeah, the truck?
She was in the back seat. it's ironic in, like, this really horrible way, because actually someone was our medic. and now she's...
I see.
You know, not...
Well, we all hope
she... Can't heal herself.
Yeah. We all hope she's going to be okay.
Thanks, because I really don't want Nina's mum to die, because that's not how I want a life to be.
We never like to see anyone die.
Good. That's really good to know. That's really good to know that you don't like killing people with all of your guns that I can clearly see.
We defend our own. Sometimes it's necessary.
Grub isn't in the room, or otherwise she would...
We're just outside the door, so you can probably...
Just chuckle.
We've made the best of our situation here, and this is not certainly not the worst place I've had to live. If you want to stay, we might be able to work something out. You look like the kind of person that can take care of yourself, and we can always use more people on the team.
Yeah, I take care of myself and other people too.
Good.
You should talk to Nina about it, though. She's like... She's the leader.
Yeah.
She's good people.
That was only the one injury? No one else needs attention?
Nothing that serious.
Good.
Ravi and Zhang, you know, they're only little, so... I tend to get between them and the damage.
Sure.
Plus, you know, without Zhang, our vehicle, you know, kind of collapses. Sundown, you notice that Ravi has been looking at you. He's not doing anything, he's just looking.
They smile too much, explode their brains!
No, he's not smiling, he's just looking.
That's all right. Creepy's okay. There's friendly ones I don't trust.
I think he's probably another brainer.
Do you now?
Yeah.
You going to do anything about that?
Well, it's a good thing I've got my anti-brainer earplugs.
Really? And what do those do?
They protect me from any other brainer powers and gear.
Fantastic. So,
I need to know what they look like. I need to know what they look like.
I think they're just earplugs.
Oh, just not earplugs.
It's just a placebo. I just think it works.
I'm kind of sad.
Because you think it works, it works. That's amazing.
That's how braining works.
I'm a bit disappointed they're not giant. Fluffy pink earmuffs.
That would
they
be brilliant.
Would fit with the rest of your Arctic gear.
I've changed my mind. It's what Bryn said.
Look cool.
Ravi stares even more intensely at you. He's still not saying anything.
Is your man there okay?
Oh, yeah. Just does that. Yeah, he's a bit off. But you know, he can tell us sometimes when stuff's going wrong, can't you, Ravi? And Ravi nods.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah, like if he's like, some bandits around that corner, that kind of thing. Or if he says, don't go in there, you listen to him and it turns out it's a good idea not to go in there.
There can only be one, Frank. There can only be one. Explode his brain.
I don't like this. This is going to cut into my profits.
Genuinely, yes. It is like you can pay a brainer for their abilities. Yeah.
Is he safe around people?
Yeah, look at him. I could crush him if he ever did anything that I thought wasn't good.
I'm not sure that's true.
Have you ever felt the need to do so?
No, of course not.
Have you ever suddenly changed your mind
about doing it? Yeah, good question.
Well, it depends. Like, ever? Like, you know, lots of times I've stopped going somewhere because suddenly there's a hole in the ground, or I've decided I've got shot and I've been like, probably should run away from this fight. That kind of thing.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just going to turn around and leave.
I'm going to ask these two people to wait there a second, and I'm going to follow you. And just once we're kind of just far enough away that we can whisper without being overheard, I'm going to say, "Are you okay, Sundown?"
I'm fine. I'm just trying to figure this Ravi out.
Yes, you don't answer to me. You don't owe me anything. But if you would be able to keep an eye on Ravi. for a little while at least, until we know more about him, I would very much appreciate that.
I suppose I could take a break from watching Talk.
Fit it into your schedule.
Got a bit of watching, then some spying.
Okay, yes.
He's a liability.
He's a slightly strange one, I agree.
Lovely.
We might be able to increase your rations a little if you're... Not a huge amount, but as a thank you for helping keep everyone safe.
8 peas on the plate this
week. Oh. Right, so, speaking of Talk, I'm going to say that you and Zhang have reached some kind of stalemate.
Did Zhang stop hitting the device?
Did you stop touching the van?
Did Zhang stop hitting the device?
Wow, it's a whole week later. It's still going.
So by a stalemate, what you mean is there's a line in the workshop, and Zhang has their bit, and I have my bit.
Yes.
And all of the good stuff's on my side.
So basically you're not helping Zhang fix the van.
I am trading things that Zhang needs for bits of the van that Zhang doesn't need. If Zhang wants a screwdriver, I want that light bulb.
You know what? That suits her fine. She is somehow even more covered in oil than she was before.
Good.
But that seems okay.
And in fact, I might be using the bits I'm taking from the van just to build a small wall. Mm.
I feel like the rest of us are in a teen mystery drama and these two are in a sitcom.
Look, okay, I need to be told what's important in life. That's my major failing, I've decided, is I have very poor priority control. That's okay.
It's just like that a stranger has basically just come into your lab and just commandeered part of it.
I mean, the fact that I have granted
and
them
yet,
one...
And yet Talk sees that as a victory. All right, so you've been working in silence, then Zhang's kind of like, so what's it like here, then?
Where?
Here.
What?
Living here, because, you know, it'd be nice to live here. Somewhere with a roof and no monsters and not getting eaten or, you know, shot at.
So Talk just gives them a kind of blank stare for a while and then eventually it's just like, yes! I mean, it's great. You won't get anything for your projects, though. Like, no matter how many plants you try and grow, they'll be like, we don't need plants, we need food.
Plants are food.
No, they're not.
Yeah!
Food comes in tins.
But, like, what they... Right, so, outside, there are these things that, like, they grow in the ground, not as deep as this, but if you pull them, there's something on the end.
Yes, I have found those. So, I think, right, that... I mean, I call them cables, and I think that when you pull them out the ground, we can use them for stuff down here, yeah.
No, like...
No, yeah, they are. They're called cables.
No, they're like...
No, they are. They're called cables.
I don't know why I'm bothering. Look... Is it safe here? Have you ever had monsters appear? Have you ever been outside, actually? That's a good question. Do you know how bad it is outside?
I mean, there's just loads of dirt, but that's what the device is for.
Yeah, I heard about your device.
I mean, why would... Well, you don't mean up, do you?
Yes!
Why would you go up? That's where the sky lives.
Oh, how...
You've got to go down.
How is he always the worst? The sky's kind of nice, actually.
How would the sky be nice? It's just there and empty and...
It's a nice
there
colour.
There and empty. No. You want to go down. That's the ticket.
Well, we're down now, so...
Yeah. So I'm just saying, if you'll help me get the device going, we can go more down.
No.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's what it's for?
Oh, I mean, obviously that's what it's for. Look at it.
It looks a bit like the monsters in the sky, actually.
How could that look like a monster?
Well, it's got these pointy... She begins to approach the...
You don't know what I'm talking about!
Well,
you can look from over there.
She points with a wrench. She's like, well, look, so this is called a wing?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. And
Those are flappy paddles. They are flappy paddles and they push you through the dirt more.
They push you through the air.
Talk climbs onto the device, gets the joystick and starts flapping it back and forth really, really, really quick because that's how you make it move through the dirt. That's why I have to grow the plants, because they will be able to flap it faster than I can. That's what the plants are for.
I'm just looking...
How have you survived this long?
A lot of us didn't, actually. There were like 30 of us before.
What did you do with the parts?
Oh...
What?
Alex...
I mean, you know, resources.
We didn't eat them.
What did you eat? Food comes in cans! What is your obsession with food? No, I'm talking about, like, you know, like, bits, you know? Hair's really good for rope.
You know, I forget I said anything. She goes, like, her head disappears back into the innards of the van.
Yelling after Zhang. You can forget things when you want. That's crazy. How can you do... Tell me how to do that. Teach me how to do that.
We're going to cut from there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Didn't even get into that good bone feel.
Oh, my gosh, we forgot your bone feel.
No, I didn't opt for bone feel. I didn't opt
Okay. That's...
I opted for... So this is a mechanics thing, I may as well mention it. So the Savvy Head has a couple of moves. One of them is something I didn't pick, so don't worry about that. I opted instead for even more weird. So I got as weird as it's mechanically possible to be.
Yeah, apparently your character does not know how to people, so... or understand anything about the world.
If I was allowed to fix that van, not only would it be fixed by now, you would have two vans from the same amount of parts.
Lovely. So, Grub, you're in the room with the medical man and the lady. Are you just chuckling to yourself still in the corner?
Yeah.
You're so scary.
Grub is scary. Insano like Drano. And blood-crazed. And okay. So being around this much blood is fun.
It's only the three of you in the room. So eventually, Alamir's like, you know what, while you're there, why don't you just hold this together for me, please?
I've got to keep my hands on the gun.
Can you put one hand on the gun and one hand on this skin?
Grub strides over, lifts up the gun so that it's now propped on her shoulder. And so this massive gun, so hand is still on the handle. And then the other hand, with her offhand, holds the stuff together and then, like, keeps staring at, was it Lux, who's the person that's still in the room?
Lux Nina? Has gone outside.
Okay, Nina.
Yeah.
So just keeps staring at Nina.
You should keep the safety off so that you're even more ready.
Grub is not a fool.
Nina's like, are you sure you can't? Put that, because this is... I don't know if you have a mum anymore, because I know that's like a sore point for lots of people, but I still have mine, and I want to keep having her. Can you put the gun... Like, I don't have any... I promise I didn't have any knives. Not even in all the places I could have knives.
This place is nice, and the reason it's nice is that there's people like me that stop other people making it not nice. Would you like me to stop making it not nice so that it becomes not nice... For you?
I'm taking that as a threat. But I'm outnumbered at the minute, so I'm just going to file that away for further consideration.
I'm helping. And continues to hold the skin. Like, Grub's doing what she was told. She's being helpful.
Is the skin attached to her body?
She's getting it off. Or the artery or whatever.
He's sewing her back up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you think he's just, like, over in the corner making a jacket out of skin?
I mean,
that's what Alex is carrying.
I've been playing RimWorld. It's not unlike...
It's a viable option.
Just hold this skin for me. For
hold this pile of skin.
No, Grub is doing what was requested,
okay.
But is also doing, like, keeping her focus on her primary job, which is to keep Granny Nye safe.
Okay. Well,
and the whole, like...
and everyone else too, I
like,
guess.
That's like...
I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, that's because when people die, Grandma gets sad. So.
Oh. Alamini is muttering under his breath, but he is sewing just fine.
Yeah.
And do you know what? Mm? One thing that you do have is blood.
Yeah.
So he's probably doing a blood transfusion.
Okay. What, from me?
No, like, they probably just have, like, blood around.
They have it blood.
I'm going to figure they've got jars of blood.
Okay.
Can't get rid of the stuff.
There's so much of it.
That is, in fact, the tins that food comes out of.
Oh, God. It was on an all-blood diet.
Okay. Blood pudding's delicious.
It is, though.
Oh,
It's a Halloween episode, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Turns out we were vampires.
I am leaning into my genre hard. You all do you, okay?
Okay, just as Alamir.
I'm here doing medicine with one hand and gun with the other. Feeling pretty Halloween.
Do you know what? Can I get you to...
Oh, do I need to roll for it?
Yeah, let's roll heal.
heal.
Which I
this sounds like
somewhere.
I'm doing something under pressure, or, you know, under fire.
Yes, actually, it does say pressure, possibility of harm. I feel like there's a possibility of harm in holding someone's skin together and also a gun.
Okay, cool.
Do you want to roll that?
Yeah, sure. Is this coming under act under fire?
I think so.
Okay, in which case I roll hard instead of cool and add 3.
Cool.
Okay.
No, hard.
Oh. Good luck.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, fantastic. In which case, I don't have to retcon anything and everything is fine.
Yay!
Yay! Except that there's, like, some smaller rumbling happening. Not as big as before, but there's, like...
Grub's eyes narrow and look at Nina. What did you bring with you?
Tell you what, let's take a break.
Yeah!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
And welcome back. So, something is above ground. Again, I'm going to say that all of you can hear this rumble. It's like, okay. Have you ever seen a seal moving on land?
Oh, yeah. Like a Labrador in a water balloon.
Yeah, it's that kind of pattern of...
I told you, it's the dolphins. They've come back to punish us.
My brain's come to take their sea
for
back.
For dehydrating the seas.
Amazing. And in fact, it's been so long that dolphins have evolved. They were able to cope.
They've just built their big suits.
Yeah.
Oh, diving suits.
It's an orca in a
helmet with water in it.
Massive teeth is the only thing
Guys,
you can see.
Guys, we need to make a whaling ship.
Yeah.
A whaling land ship.
What are you all doing now that there's more dirt raining from the ceiling and clearly there is something not enormous, but big?
So, how outside. Long has it been in time-wise since the last conversation that we just had as characters, Zhang and...
and Talk. Oh,
and Talk.
I'm going to say, like, maybe 20 minutes.
Okay, cool. Zhang's now, at least from Talk's perspective, Talk's best friend. the longest time Tork has ever had a conversation ever.
Aww.
And Tork has now been convinced that Zhang is, this is what a best friend is. So, from that perspective,
poor Zhang.
Tork is immediately latching onto Zhang. Wouldn't violate the line rule, you know, that's what rules are for, but would immediately be wanting to talk to Zhang about what the noises are up top and so on, and whether they need to dig deeper, that kind of thing.
Mm. I wouldn't... Yeah, actually, digging and getting as far away from that as possible might be a good idea. Yeah,
then
I'm actually...
You've got to help me with the device!
That's not what it does, it flies!
Oh, how... Prove it.
We'd have to get it out of here.
No, you can't get it out. Well, you've got to go down to get out.
You know what? You might be up. Maybe we could make it, like, not fly in the air, but, like, through dirt? Like, maybe...
Like digging. Yeah?
But not as a drill, because a drill spins.
But it's got the spinning bits. Look.
No.
Look, it spins.
They don't... No, not like that. Can I touch it?
Can I touch your van? If you'll touch mine, I'll touch yours.
Like I said.
Things getting...
What's your sex with?
I was going to say, yeah. Things getting steamy. This is now the closest thing to romance that Tork has ever seen.
Oh, God. Zhang says, okay, but I'm just going to...
Tork's already gone.
Oh, no.
Tork's already... I'm going to use a thing that I can do.
Please do use a thing that
I'm
going to
use my thing, and my thing is thing speak. Whenever I handle or examine something interesting, I think the van counts.
Yeah.
I can roll plus weird. Mm. On a hit, I can ask the MC, which is Helen, questions. On a 10 plus, I can ask 3 questions. And on a 7-9, I can ask 1 question.
Okay.
I'd like to handle the van. Can I handle the van?
Please don't have sex with the van.
That's not... Don't be gross. I'd like to handle the van. Can I handle the
yes,
van?
You may. You have my permission.
No, that wasn't a roll.
What's the savvy head special in case he gets a really high roll?
We're not going to use the savvy head special.
Oh, my word.
Oh,
okay.
No.
I only rolled 5, but my weird is plus 3, so that takes it to 8.
Weak hit.
So what is your question?
What has been done most recently with this?
Okay, so I can... Okay,
I can say you're to this, but I'm not going to, because what's been done to it most recently is getting smashed.
Yes.
So I'd like to know what was being done with this, in the hopes that it's more answer than
driving.
Which I would accept as a legitimate answer that I would definitely give a player.
All right, so it has been driving.
Okay,
but
checks out.
You can tell from the suspension, that's a car word.
Yeah, it is.
Such a stack of Londoners. you're from a place where people drive.
That's the thing with the axle and the crank.
Yeah, I hear they have wheels.
It's fine. So what I'm looking at is like, have they lost compression on any cylinders? You know,
how's
the alignment?
I mean,
is it diesel or is it petrol? I'm assuming diesel, but have they retrofitted it for oil? You know, well, how's it burning? Is it burning hot? Is it burning dirty? Is it burning dirty, Helen? When I handle the van, is it burning dirty?
Yes. The van is very, very dirty.
Suddenly weren't using the special.
It's the dirtiest van you've ever seen. Oh. Anyway.
But it's covered in Q dirt.
So, yes, it has been driven. You can tell by the suspension, which I think is the thing that tells you whether the thing's gone up and down a lot.
Yes.
That it's gone through really rough terrain. Like, sure. Maybe, like...
Punishing terrain.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Like rocks, potholes,
like
small mammals.
They've driven this
terrain
thing
terrain from not round here?
Well, it's a seabed, so it's quite flat. Mm. So it's come a very long way.
Okay, cool. That's useful to me.
It's come through all kinds of conditions.
Okay, cool.
And it's been patched up lots.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was all good to know.
Awesome. Gosh, where were we in the conversation, though?
I was handling
it
the
was
van.
It was getting steamy.
Oh, you mean before that? Zhang offered to... basically, Zhang could touch mine while I touched Zhang's. That was what was happening.
Like a three-way guy.
So I've touched Zhang's, so now Zhang can touch mine.
No, it's like Dark Materials. They're touching each other's demons.
Yes. Absolutely, bang on. This is core intimate stuff. This is the closest thing to love that Tork will ever know.
Okay. Aww.
Maybe not
the
ever.
Device
I mean, it probably dies soon.
Begins to hum.
Stars, lights, empires fall in Tork's mind as they slowly turn and face Zhang.
Yeah, see? So, like, it should just go go forward. What was that thing you were... She presses the joystick.
Vroomph!
The fighter jet, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Goes diagonally down.
Yes! 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 It's alive!
The ceiling above that area collapses.
This is the best day of Torque's life.
Fighter jets are really big, right?
They are not small.
If they hit something, the thing will know it's been hit.
Accurate statement.
For one day, I'm not watching Torque. And this is possibly the thing you had a premonition would have.
Oh, God, I love it. That's gorgeous.
Okay, so...
Nye is sprinting. Sprinting in the direction of the noise.
Can you sprint as quick as the digger?
No. It doesn't matter. It's going to hit a solid surface and...
Keep hitting.
It's going to go badly wrong for both the plane and the surface.
So, Nye, you're running towards...
The second I hear this, I'm running towards it.
I'm going to ask you to, like, do something under fire because there's stuff raining from the ceiling now.
Fair. I'm not very good at this.
Well... Oh, yeah, because you've only got leadership and wealth.
I've never done that.
Grub's going to follow Nye.
Not in PvP.
I rolled a 5, and my cool to do something under fire is -2. So that's a miss.
Oh,
Grub definitely followed Nye. Grub would not let Nye go to danger without...
Sure. So you'll also have to... Anyone who is running outside in the corridors is going to be doing something under fire.
13.
Good.
Nice.
Wow.
Great Gogamogo.
I optimized characters.
Okay.
+3, and then they swap most things for that stat.
I wasn't aware there was a stat other than weird.
You also optimized characters. Different.
Weirdly.
Yeah. Yeah. All special.
Nye, you managed to actually dodge some blocks of what are aircraft carriers made out of? Metal.
Mostly
bits
steel.
Of, like, some steel girders. And
plates.
However, directly ahead of you, suddenly something pokes its head through. It is green. It has mandibles.
Who knew Helen loves a good mandible?
How large?
It is 10. The bit you can see.
The head, yeah.
The head, I will say, is like 5 foot long.
Okay, so this is a big creature.
Yes.
Right.
It opens a horrible mouth.
Yeah.
And it says... And it's going to bite you.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I would like you to take 3 harm, please.
3? Ah!
That's so many harm.
I mean, you die at like 6, so yeah.
Sundown, what are you doing? Grub, I'm very sorry, you have just seen someone like... I'm going to say that maybe your foot's off.
It takes a bite out of me.
Yeah.
Why didn't I take the full steak?
I mean, maybe it's a big chunk out of the leg rather than the whole foot gone. Because, I can still maybe limp around the rest of the session.
Your legs, you don't need that.
Sundown.
Well, I was looking for Ravi.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to find him because he's trying to follow you.
Round you go.
I hear the crashing and I spin around and I'm like, there you are.
He looks at you with his dark, intense eyes.
You can't be here.
He shrugs. He gives you a sense of, I'm here.
Don't like that.
No one's ever just... been here.
I'm going to say that while this is happening, things are falling around you, but you're both standing still and it's just eyes locked amidst the rubble.
I ship it.
Bam, 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 bam.
Screw it. I'm just gonna go and put my glove on his face and try and do a deep brain scan.
You're going full mitten on him.
Oh, yes. It's the mitten manoeuvre.
Saw some pop when you did that.
So, can you roll for that?
Yes, it's 2 dice.
I believe it's the thing you have to roll for.
That's
6
plus 2 is an 8.
So weak hit.
One question.
Okay.
What does he want?
He actually wants to be your friend.
Oh.
one's ever wanted that before.
Kill him, it's the only solution.
Creepy. But you're like him. He's never met someone like him before.
What to do.
I'm seeing this as like a mind meld, and they're now just talking brain to brain.
Never mind the character. Frank is just locked down. Frank is just shut down in front of me in a way I've never seen before.
I'm literally just there with my hand on his face, like, what?
No one can comprehend the loveliness of Hen's characters.
Ravi puts his hand on your face.
Okay.
My mind to your mind. My thoughts to your thoughts.
What does your character get if you have sex with him?
I get another deep brain scan.
Okay.
Now, the minute you're just like standing there with having to put your hands on each other's face.
While the ceiling collapses around
you. Yeah.
Some things are more important.
It's so romantic.
Is it raining? I hadn't noticed.
I can't believe what is happening.
Drips of napalm and burning oil dripping through.
The acidic blood of some sort of alien creature. Wipe it off your forehead.
I think Sundown's just blue screened, honestly.
That's fine.
Grub.
Yep. Gonna dive at this thing that's attacking my boss.
Shoot
my
it!
Colleague.
Shoot it!
Yeah, now unfortunately, I've realised all the weapons that I have are messy. So I think that means that things that are nearby get hurt as well. I don't know.
I think it just means that it's messy, but let me check the book.
Okay.
Messy. It's loud. Furthermore, it might hit every person in its area, but might miss any given person in its area. Yeah. And it leaves a mess behind. Uh-huh. Cosmetic property damage, blood and gore, bath or poop or other bodily produce or some other kind of mess as appropriate.
I mean, I'm already starting to crawl away from it.
Okay. I'm going to throw a grenade.
That's going aggro, right?
Yeah, that's going aggro.
All right, then.
That is... Well, it's a grenade.
It doesn't seem like the safest option.
It does not, but I respect that as your decision.
It's fine. By the time the drill's done, we'll have an escape route.
Okay, so that's going aggro. Okay. 6, 7, 8. Then going aggro, I get +3. So that's 11.
Strong hit.
Strong hit. Cool. The grenade tube does 4 harm. And then when I do harm, I add +1, so that's 5 harm.
It goes splat.
Yay!
It's disgusting.
Ah,
there's like horrible yellow pus-like stuff everywhere.
Oh, so it's not blood.
Collect me some. Collect me some.
Don't do that. The head of this thing has gone.
Cool. Oh my gosh.
Ow. Grub. I need to get to the med bay. Someone needs to get to whatever the noise is and make it stop, and someone needs to patch up this ceiling. Get on the radio.
Grub is carrying you to the med bay.
Aww.
The bodyguard theme plays in the background.
I'll get on the radio.
Yeah. Okay.
There was a guard up in the workshop earlier.
Mm. Yeah.
So...
How badly have they been? They
probably got distracted.
Scorch
They were probably just playing on their phone or something.
It doesn't work, but a person can dream.
Yeah. Just looking at blank
clicks,
cracks.
And your buttons click and he likes it.
Yeah.
It's like popping bubble wrap.
And yeah, so I'm going to repeat those orders. Like, turn off whatever is making that noise and get someone down here to fix the ceiling.
Okay.
Those are my orders.
Grub's appreciating this chance of physical contact.
Just to check, this radio, is it going directly to one person or is it going to everyone?
Probably to everyone. I don't know. Do we even have radios? I just kind of assume we would have found them.
We have radios?
Yeah, they probably don't work great.
They won't do any good, but I allow you radios.
Yeah.
It is an option for me to have, like, transmitters and receivers in my workspace. I didn't option it, but that means that, like,
they exist.
Presumably it's... Yeah, they exist
cool.
still. And stuff.
Yeah, I mean, probably it goes to... all members of my gang, because there's one channel.
Maybe
yeah.
you call it radio, but you're just shouting. And
you have a cone.
Yeah, and people around are trained to repeat orders on that Nye says, because that's how we get.
I think it makes sense for there to be a bunch of radios amongst the members of my gang.
Yeah,
but
in different areas.
We would just spend the time on a single channel, so it's not like it would be private.
There's more than one channel.
Okay. The guard that you're trying to get in contact with does not answer. But there's a cacophony through the other end of like, say all of the rest of your gang.
Goodness.
Status! They're in the goddamn wall!
Hold the door.
We have different cultural touchstones tonight.
I haven't actually watched Game of Thrones. I just know that from memes.
Hey, boss. Are you okay?
No. What's going on?
There's things, boss.
Yeah, one came out the ceiling at me.
There's also, like, there's a explosion thing.
I heard that.
It's not good.
Make it stop.
I don't think I can. At this point, I'm going to crush the talk.
Everything's going so well.
Talk. So, the device has started up.
Good.
It's not going in the direction that it's pointed.
It should be going down. Why isn't it going down?
It's going up.
Why is it going up? That's not what it's supposed to do.
It's all... You know how if you park a car on a slope and it goes backwards and then it goes forwards?
Yeah, like a hill start.
Yes. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
I know. Cars and vehicles. That's what this thing has done. It's all went...
What?
No! It breaks through the ceiling. It's called sunlight. You have a vague memory.
Oh, God, I hate it. It's everywhere. It's going to take so long to clean off everything.
Zhang says, oh, no.
It's going to go down. Why did it go down?
Zhang is very lucky that like she gets like out of the... Anyway.
Quick, grab the most important things you can see. I start grabbing up all of the dirt as quick as I can. Maybe some plants. Wrench your hammer.
In the distance, there's a... No, that's not what it sounds like. What does it sound like? What doesn't...
What does a horrible thing with mandibles sound like?
I believe it's...
Stop it!
Yes!
That genuinely hurts. No, that is making me freak out. I feel physical pain.
I can do excellent mandible.
That's horrendous.
Just saying, Helen, I do excellent mandible.
Oh, my God. A genuine...
Alex is the mandible man.
Oh, my whole body feels creeped out.
I am the mandible. Anyway.
We're going to end the episode there with the...
I don't want it to end there. That's
too bad! Too bad! And too bad for you as well. We'll see you next week. Bye!
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
One thing for the edit, because I think it overlapped. Can you just say the word messy once?
Messy.
Okay, cool. We can carry on.
Can you say poop?
Poop. we're back in from the edit, definitely.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.